Everybody's back. Sam's back. Mark's back. Sam is back in the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks for listening, everybody. Sam, good to see you, pal.
Hey, it was good to see you, boys. I missed you guys last week for sure.
You know, we're getting a little bit concerned about your travel, though. You know, you—it's like you were not. You're taking advantage of us a little bit, I think.
I am. Like Mark said last week, it's great. We have, you know, three good hosts that if we need to bug out, we can bug out. I apologize.
But every time you do take a time off, it's for a very important reason, and we learn a lot, and we talk about it when we come back, so you fill up a lot of time for us. So
And I appreciate you guys having my back for sure. So.
Yeah, Florida is your second home almost by now.
Pretty much. I just got back a couple hours ago. Kirsten and I went down there, so yeah, it's a lot nicer weather here. For sure.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by that?
When in Florida, when you walk outside, your shirt is instantly 70%
in
wet.
September.
Oh, it's
or
brutal.
October, really?
The trees look like they're so heavy with like rainwater. The humidity is so thick. You start your vehicle up, and it's just like everything's fogged. You turn on the defroster, and nothing's working. So it's like you're driving like Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura with your head out the window.
Why do people want to move down there?
I don't know.
Well,
the hurricanes?
In January when we're all freezing our butts off.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah. Is it always muggy down there? Or?
No. I think I'm pretty sure July, August, and September are the worst. Because I was in there in June. It was hot, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
And the guys down there were saying December, January, it's like 50 degrees.
Well, I think, too, because you're inland, like in the middle of the state. It's like you're not
right
next to the
middle.
Breezy ocean.
No.
You know, we have a lot of listeners who think you're a big shot, and you are now that you're on the Four Outdoorsmen, so you have to tell us why you were. Give us a hint. What was going on down in Florida?
There's a big facility down there called WOFT, W-O-F-T.
Which stands for?
West Orlando Firearms Training, and it was a private facility, 20-some acres, that is now going to be opened up to the public, and it is the best training you can get in the nation. It's not just your typical conceal and carry training. It actually is a scenario-type training. They have four different situations that you put in a class, whether it's a low light, you know, mimicking a parking garage or an office, and then they have a coffee shop where they put in, you know, people robbing the place, mass shootings. They do a hand-to-hand combat and then actually get you used to a firearm. And the best thing about it is you don't have to know how to use a firearm.
Yeah, what if I was going to say I'm not comfortable even carrying a firearm?
That's perfect because you're what we want to go down there because Philip, the main owner, can actually teach you how to defend yourself with just a small pocket flashlight. And it's crazy.
So it's not all gun training?
Nope. It's actually you can if you're at that level. But if you're not at that level, it's okay because, and if you have, you know, you're sending your daughter to college or, you know, anything, you're a mom, you're a guy, whatever. A guy, yeah, if you're a guy.
If you're a guy, you can do it.
Yeah, brain fart. But no, the nice thing is, like, what I'm trying to say is whether you're 90 years old or 16 years old, male or female, that was way more efficient.
That was.
You can go down there. And whether it's a flashlight or a pistol, the flashlight training, Kirsten, my wife, went through there, and she was just like, it's amazing what you can do with a flashlight just to control a situation.
Like a giant mag light that's like 2 feet long or
no,
what?
They're 3 inches long. It's 350 lumens.
You shot in their eye and kick them in the nuts or something?
yeah, that's called.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mark Lukey, producer of this
that's
show.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. That's called the flashbang. No, it's the biggest thing is, like I teach in my classes too, but this gets into a whole different level, is posture. You know, if someone's walking up to you and if, you know, you're walking to your car and you just, you know, quickly flash them with the light and say, you know, I see you, that can de-escalate a situation. Like, they're like, okay, it's not going to be easy target, next target. And, I mean, you got your verbal.
The guy's like, I'm just going to my car, chill out.
Yeah, yeah. They call it verbal judo, too, you know, using your commands, you know. And it's amazing. I mean, I wish I could spend the next five shows talking about it. But, yeah.
Let's do it.
You can look up WOFTWOFT.com. There's going to be some promo videos coming out, some different stuff. It's an amazing real-life scenario. And we should have Kirsten call in or have her come in and talk about it just because she was even saying going through the training, your adrenaline is up.
I bet, yeah.
And that's the best type of training because if you're attacked, your adrenaline's going to be through the roof. And our whole body changes at that point. And So it puts you into that situation, and there's all these elements of surprises, and they literally have. I'll show you guys a picture. We'll post it. We're all sitting in this gear where you're literally geared up. Where if like you need to use hand to hand combat, they teach you, you know, how to bridge a gap to safety. So,
how big is this facility? Is it more than one building?
Yeah. So there's 45,000 square feet of buildings. And it's about 22 acres. So there's three different ranges and then tons of different buildings that have, like I said, there's a coffee shop. There's like a school room with picnic tables. There's a low light.
So this thing is just opening up like right now. The business is just beginning, correct?
It's been around for 7 years.
Okay.
Invite only. So it's been a private 5 classes a year, invite only, just
wow.
Because this was on Phillip's own property. He just didn't want Joe Blow coming in.
Yeah. And now the public's invited.
So, yeah. So
how do they charge the public? Is it still a 5-day class deal?
It's 2 days.
2 days.
It's a 2-day class, and it's broken up into 4 sections. So the 4 different scenarios is, you know, before and after lunch, and then 2 days. But, yeah, so all the information's coming out. We're launching it here in the next week. So, yeah, it was always private. Now it's going to be streamlined. Anybody can go down there. And it is the best type of training you can get, especially in today's day and age. Like, it's so worth it. You know, what's your life worth?
Yeah.
And if you can go down there and not have to touch a pistol because you're not comfortable with it, and you can walk away feeling confident with a little handheld flashlight, it's worth every penny.
You know, it'd be cool because it sounds fairly easy, because if you go down there like right now, nobody can grab you anyway because you're sweating like a son of a gun, right? Yep. And their hands just slip off of you.
Exactly.
You run away.
Yeah. Philip was actually asking about that up in Minnesota. Like, he's like, do robberies like decrease in the winter? I'm like,
oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The one thing in the winter you have to worry about is like the skyways and stuff like that, but absolutely it does. But you're right. It's like you're lubed up, ready to go.
I'm always a skeptic when I hear something like this, a business like that. I can't picture getting enough people to come to take advantage of this business to make the business flourish. I think there's got to be a business plan in there. Someone smarter than I thought about this.
Yeah, we do have a really good business plan, really thought out, and it's all about marketing, right? And there's another type of training like this in Vegas called Front Sight. They train 5,800 people a year. And it's not cheap training,
yeah,
but it's worth it. So our goal is to have, we want 52 a week is our goal. And that in our business plan, that's great. So
how long will it take to get to those 52 a week? Now, there's got to be people from all over the country.
All over the country.
Yeah, they're not just going to be coming from Florida.
No. It's definitely all over the country type of thing where it's worth it, too. So I don't think it'll take terribly long to get there, because once people see these promo videos and my super sexy wife being the main actress, they're going to flock there.
Fine.
Were you attacking her in the video?
No, actually I'm not, but my cousin is.
Nice. Mark, what did you do this week?
Well, I went to an Elvis impersonator with you on Friday.
That's right. I forgot about that. We went to see our buddy Howie Everett Atherton, the only Native American Elvis tribute artist, and we had a great time at Jimmy's Restaurant, White Bear Lake, Vadnais. It probably had to be a couple hundred people there, right, in that ballpark. And
that's what I love about hanging out with you, Stuart. I'm so much more cultured since I met you. You invite me to do stuff I would never, ever dream of doing.
I've taken you a couple of theater plays and those
theater
kind of things.
Theater plays, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
one-man band shows, you know, or Elvis impersonators.
Was he good?
He was good. He was a great singer.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I was the youngest person there by a good 25 years.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it? You know?
You know, usually when you go into a concert like that, something similar to that, they offer you earplugs. Well, they were offering hearing aids to to all of the people who wanted to come in and listen to Elvis. But no, I've known Howie for a long time. He does a great, great job. And they had a silent auction item where you could bid on him. All the money went to charity.
Yeah.
They're giving away scholarships to high school kids, and all the money went to charity. So they had an hour with Elvis. He'll come any place within 20 minutes of the Twin Cities and put on a show for whoever you want, and the minimum bid was $300. So guess what I spent? $300.
Did you win?
Yeah, I got the bid.
Is he going to come here and perform for an hour?
Yeah, we'll have
him
come.
We'll take the night off?
Yeah, he'll come for the homegrown show. Yeah.
That's the best thing about having the demographic of the older people. They're all like penny pinchers fighting on the minimum bid's $300. Everyone's winning at $301.
Well, I got it. I got the bid.
Attaboy.
And
what I love is, so the Clover Inn is a restaurant right by my brother-in-law's place. And there was a gift card there for the Clover Inn, which was amazing because it's a total dive bar, like the diviest dive bar you could have in the Twin Cities. But I love it. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll bid on that. And it was a $25 gift card, so I bit $20.
No, it was,
you know?
Wasn't it 50? Oh, it was a 25?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I bid 20 and I won it, of course.
Perfect.
Right? So I'm like, all right, I won it. Where's my thing? He goes, just take it off the table. Like, it's just a sheet that says $25. There's no. I'm like, the waitress is going to look like me like I'm crazy. Yeah,
is it 8.5 by 11?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Mark's going to go home and copy them
it
all
just
up.
Says, it just says Clover Inn $25. Yeah, that's all it says on it.
He's handing out copies of that.
Yeah.
It's true. What'd you do?
I got $50 worth of goods at Onika Ridge Golf Course. We golfed there, right?
Nice.
And I got for $40, you know, so $10 is $10. And I'll probably get a round of golf, but you can do cocktails or a sweatshirt or whatever you want. And then I bid on Howie, but I bid on a number of other little things like hotels. And I'm surprised he didn't get the hotels. I bid at least two or three of the hotels. You know, like, you know, $100 hotel for a minimum of $80, $70. And, but I was surprised he didn't get that. But that's all I got. But it's still fun. So
that was Friday night?
Yeah. That was Friday night.
And then you did the rodeo last night.
And by the way, I've got your money.
What money?
You... Well, he never paid me for the tickets.
No.
Okay. Sam was going to go with us, but he forgot he had to go down to Florida, so I got rid of the tickets because you were going to pay me the $50 if I couldn't find anybody.
Right, yep.
And I did find somebody to go with us, and we had a great time. And we had more fun with them, actually, than we would have.
We would. I trusted your sales skills.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. It was, that was a lot of fun. So we had a busy week. I went to the rodeo last night with my beautiful wife, Diana, in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And
how was that?
Not a whole lot of face masks. Not a whole lot of face masks, but it was really good. Not tons of great rodeo riders. They all got their butts kicked, man, flipping in the air and whatnot.
Well, that's what you go for.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It's like watching. Yeah. Nobody goes to see Evel Knievel make the jump, do they?
Right.
Or NASCAR. You go for the crashes.
Yeah, you want to see these guys wrecking. A whole bunch of them did. And what half the fun of it was telling Sam was when the bull wouldn't go back in the chute, they got these two guys with lassos trying to lasso the horse around the bull around the horns and try to get him back in, and it was like fighting. Boy, it was fighting. It was that was a lot of fun. So things happen,
which is kind of cool because like the PBR, it's like they get kicked off and those bulls instantly run through the gates.
Yeah,
like, these
are younger bulls and they're not on the PBR yet, so they have no idea where they're going to go. Yeah. They're pissed off.
They're messing.
You know,
stuff
take
up.
This thing off my testicles, will you? And but that was a lot of fun. And then we had. Chris Cruzy was there, put on a concert after after. So for $19 and $3 a beer, we had Chris Cruzy and the rodeo, and it was really a nice night. A little drizzle early on, but it was a lot of fun.
If
so,
you had to guess, how many people were there?
I'd say 500.
How many riders?
It was at a state fair. There were 45 riders.
Did they do anything like before the bulls, like doing the chasing the little calves or whatever?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
No. Did they have a monkey riding a dog?
No, they did. What's that guy's name?
Yeah.
What was the monkey's
Whiplash
name? Whiplash was not around. But that was a great. So I've had a busy, busy week, man. I mean, softball and golf and the dentist and the rodeo and coming back here. Then I'm going.
Sounds
back.
Like you're retired.
Yeah, no. I think I even stopped in the office one day just for the hell of it. But
attaboy.
So I'm trying to talk my manager into buying the Howie for $300 and putting. A show on for Coldwell Bank or someplace, or just even the office, but it'll be fun. You know, I'll find somebody, and
nice.
We had a great time. What do you got, Mark? A couple of shout-outs, huh?
Yeah, we have only 5 more minutes in this break, so let's do some shout-outs. Maybe we'll talk about the outdoors a little bit. Thanks, everyone, for writing in. If you want to get on the 4 Outdoorsmen, comment on our weekly post on Facebook, and we'll try to get to it. So try to get it written before the show, because we usually do it in the first segment. But first one here is from our friend Bill Katz. He says, my go-to jig hanging on the wall of my shack, and it's a boob jig.
It's a boob jig.
Who we're going to have as a guest. Oh, we have a package for you, speaking of boob jigs.
Brandon got it to me.
Okay. And Jesse Koskinimi, did I get it right?
You did.
First week ever, says my son Chase and dog Copper with their first goose. That's a great picture. Jesse.
And that is a good picture.
Corey Bechtold says, youth waterfowl opener Cole is paying it forward. That's an excited kid right there. And Espen Olsen says, James Donnelly Jr. and I went to shoot a bunch of guns. That's a lot of guns.
America.
Well, thanks for everyone for writing in, and you can still do it if you want. Maybe we can get to you at the end of the show.
Yeah, I got
to
thank Russ Parrish for being here on the Homegrown Show. He's a local kid from Burnsville and sings really well, writes beautifully. He sung a song called Evelyn that he wrote for his wife. So, Russ, thanks for being on the Homegrown Show. Hope to see you soon. What?
Were you singing along at all with the You Are My Sunshine part?
Yes, he was.
Didn't you hear me?
No, I was singing along myself, so I could only hear myself.
Well, if you play it back, it's on the Facebook, something you guys do. Yeah, but
oh, I'm sure you'll come through nice and strong on that Facebook Live.
Did he write that one? Wow.
He wrote that one, yeah. But I've got a shout-out. The only one I have tonight really is Sid Hartman. Happy birthday, Sid Hartman. He's 100 years old today.
Wow, that's crazy.
And he's still writing. Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
Still doing the morning sports talk show on 1500 on WCCO, but no. Good old Sid's still hanging in there anyway. So it's like, hey, we got good guests tonight. We got Joe and Paul Howe. They're the boob jigs guys, and they own a tackle company, but we're going to talk about the boob jigs and what they're standing for, what they're trying to raise money for. And then we've got Sam. What do we got next?
We got Kay Michalek, one of the world's most decorated female shooters, comes from a family of shooters. She came up, shot her first ever Minnesota Bear.
Crazy, yeah.
And, yeah, so she's going to call in. We'll talk a little bit about her history and talk about that bear hunt.
And one more welcome here. We got Mark Fisher's back in town. Welcome,
hey,
Mark Fisher.
Yeah. Mark.
Real Talk Outdoors is going to follow the 4 Outdoorsmen at 7 o'clock. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be listening, pal. You guys better not screw this thing up. Let's get on, okay? Yeah. Mark, welcome back, buddy.
I got one quick shout-out, to. I had a very wonderful uncle passed away this week, and he was a big outdoorsman. I just wanted to give him a shout-out, my family a shout-out. We're going to miss my Uncle Chuck very much, and I'm sure if there's a lake in heaven, he's probably fishing it right now. So
prayers for your family, pal.
Appreciate it.
Be right back on the 4 Outdoorsmen.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the 4 Outdoorsmen anytime.
Hey, Strewman here for Devil's Lake Tourism. It's not a secret that Devil's Lake is known for fantastic fishing, but now is the time for you to double up with your annual Cast and Blast. Devil's Lake is also known for some of the best bird hunting in this country, so hey, you can shoot a few pheasants in the morning and maybe catch a few walleyes in the afternoon. That, my friends, is just about the perfect day. Hey, bring your fishing rod, bring your shotgun, bring your family. For more information, simply go to devilslakend.com. Hey, and thanks.
If you happen to drive by the Bob FM studios on Sunday night, you might notice a sweet new Ram 1500 sitting in the parking lot. Yep, that baby's mine, and I got it from McKay's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Waite Park. Sam here for my friends at McKay's. Ram trucks are built for the outdoorsman like me and my family, and there's no better place to get yours than McKay's. Visit McKay's in Waite Park just west of St. Cloud or shop online at McKaysDodge.com. Even my family loves it.
We love McKay's.
Mark here, host of the 4 Outdoorsmen for my friends at Power Lodge. Located right down the street from our studio on Highway 10 in Ramsey, adventure is calling. Hit the open road on a brand new Can-Am Spyder or Ryker. These machines are tons of fun. For a limited time, get a rebate of up to $1,000 plus financing from 2.99 for 60 months on select 2020 Can-Am on-road models at Power Lodge in Ramsey. Visit Power Lodge on Highway 10, call 763-576-1706 or shop 24/7 at powerlodge.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back, right, Brandon? How many people we got on the phone there, Brandon?
Oh, we got two.
You're a good man, I'll tell you what. Brandon is the best engineer we've ever had, and we've been doing this for a long, long time. Welcome back to the 4 Outdoorsmen, Sam.
What about me? I did it for a while.
I said, like he said, the best we've ever had.
Yeah. You were okay, pal. You were okay.
No, I was not.
Hey, welcome back to the 4-Hour Outdoors. We're going to talk to Joe and Paul Howe right now. And they're the guys. I think Paul is the guy who started this boob jig thing. Paul and Joe, welcome to the 4-Hour Outdoorsman.
Thank you, guys.
Now, that was Paul, right?
That was Paul talking, yep.
That was Daddy. Hey, Daddy, are you still involved with the business, or is Joe taking over everything?
He's starting to take over everything. We were starting to try to unwind it, quite honestly, and he said, I think we could take this to another level, because you didn't really know how to do the marketing, and I can figure that out. So he's taking over the reins.
Boy, good for you. We're talking with Paul Howe and Joe, his son, and welcome again to the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. The reason we have you guys is because we had Paul on, must be 3, 4, 5 years ago, when I saw something about boob jigs, and they're actually jigs that people use, and they work and all that kind of good stuff. As a matter of fact, you may not have heard this, Paul, but Mark does shout-outs all the time. When people shout out and call into the studio and give us little notices about things that they do, and one of the guys who...
Bill Katz.
Was saying he had some boob jigs on his wall in his garage. He uses them on a regular basis, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
But you guys are not just all about boob jigs. You have a fishing tackle company, am I correct?
That's correct.
We originally named
it F2 Tackle.
Yeah.
The F2 stands for fun and functional. We set out to create a fun fishing business, but with tackle that was functional. So to use some play on things with how we were going to market it. But we always wanted the jigs not to be just a single novelty item that people would buy one, but that they actually work and buy multiple and keep coming back to us for repeat business.
Well, that's interesting. So what other products do you have other than the boob jigs?
Well, we have a jig called the Lucky Jig. We have some ideas on the drawing board, which we never got to market yet. So we have a boob spoon. We have boob spinners. And we're in the process. Hopefully Joe can take this to the next level of trying to get the manufacturing molds for those to get to market as well.
Why did you start your company?
Well, it's a happy hour idea.
There you go.
Yeah. I am an outdoorsman, spend a lot of time fishing, not as much as I'd like. I have another career, as does my wife, but we were putzing around with some ideas and just wondering, we thought sex appeal and alcohol sells from a marketing perspective.
Yes, it does. We got to
talking about fishing, and so there's really no playful type products out there in the fishing market. Now, there are some. So we actually drew it up on a napkin and figured out how to make them, and the very first opener we fished, we outfished everybody. I think our boat had about 18 walleyes, and the rest of the camp had 3, and we decided to make a run at it.
That's amazing. Okay, so go ahead, keep on going.
Well, and then from that, we also knew that we could, give some money to some folks in need, and we hooked up with some breast cancer organizations here in Minnesota, and then also set up a facility where folks had benefits they were running. We could give them products that they could actually sell at benefits and silent auctions and things like that.
You have a promotion going on right now with the boob jigs through the end of September, what I understand. Tell us what's going on and where this money goes.
I can kind of talk about that. So we're teamed up with Hope Chest for Breast Cancer Foundation. They're out in Minnetonka, and they have been around since 2001, and they've been providing the quickest financial access to help Minnesota breast cancer patients and their families. A lot of the patients that they have, around 63% actually have kids. So that's where any type of donation really goes a long way. Just some highlights, like $25 will pay for their transportation to a treatment, $50 will provide a day full of daycare so that they can go to their treatment, and just so on. It keeps going on and helps them out more and more. And so for the month of September, what we're doing is donating 15% of our profits to the organization, and that's why we really appreciate you having us on here and helping us spread the awareness.
Yeah. The name of your company, is it still called F2 Tackle then?
Yeah, the overall company is still called F2 Tackle.
All right. So how are you promoting your product now? And when did the boob jig get developed? Was it 2009 or is that when the company started?
I can't remember what the year was. Yeah, it was probably back then, 2010.
All right.
2009, 2010.
And how are you promoting the products and the jigs? There's an awful lot of competition in your business.
There is, and that's where I really saw an opportunity because, you know, back in the day, most of the marketing and stuff that my dad was doing was going to trade shows and doing a lot of local stuff. And
yeah.
Trying to get into bait stores locally, and, you know, I've just been trying to learn a lot about e-commerce and using the internet to kind of empower your business. And so that's where we're hoping that the kind of fun aspect of our jig and our company kind of gives us a different look than the rest of the jigs out there. And then, as I'm sure you kind of saw on our website, the big selling point with the jig that makes it really differ from a lot of the others on the market is the ability for it to stand up automatically. When you jig that thing up off the bottom, it's standing up every time. So your bait's, you know, able to get hit by fish a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when I first saw the boob jig, I stood up. You know, it's
hey, yo, waiting.
It's just natural, pal. It's just natural. But
I think it's
yeah,
really
it's an eye turner.
It's really clever too how you did the different ounces and put them into like A cup, double A cup, B
that's
cup.
That's funny.
That's great.
That's funny.
It's the details that matter.
See, yeah, that was my wife's idea.
That's funny
because she couldn't figure out or remember the weight sizes when we were at trade shows, so she came up with cup sizes, which I thought was brilliant.
That is really, really funny. How did you have any technical background in designing this, and who's manufacturing them for you?
We had no clue what we were doing.
I love it.
To figure it out, the first mold was made by taking molded clay, rolling up a ball, cutting it in half, gluing it to a board, then rolling up two smaller balls to create the nipples, and then we found some hobby plastic mold type stuff for making cars and airplanes, poured it over it, and then we hand poured single jigs for a while. Then we created a Lazy Susan, and we had a round thing. We spun them, so for about a year we did them in the basement, and then I couldn't find anybody in Minnesota to make them. Even the big players couldn't figure out how to make it. And so I ended up going to Hong Kong, and we had about 80,000 of them made. But a couple of years later, ran into a group at a trade show, and it's a casting company out of Illinois, Cast Inc., and they do just a great job, so they're doing them now.
Good for you guys. But I tell you, we have to be proud of yourself because it's obviously it's going well because you're still in business and you're still selling them, and this is your number one seller, am I correct?
Yeah, that and apparel. We sell a lot of apparel as well.
Okay,
that's smart.
You know, so with some nice apparel, and Joel's getting that all ramped up with some new apparel and new taglines. And really, I'll give him some other credit when you talk about marketing. He's using all the social media that I don't really have a clue how to run, Instagram,
yeah.
TikTok, all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
me
sales
neither.
Have really blown up since he started doing that.
I think you guys should get on Shark Tank, man. I think that's what I would
Shark
do.
Tank.
I love Shark Tank. No, I'll tell
so,
you what.
Real quick, is your guys' goal to be on e-commerce? Are you guys trying to get into retail? What's your end goal here, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's definitely more e-commerce. I mean, the main goal, what I really want to focus on this year is getting into a lot more bait stores because we got a couple that buy from us and they come back every month, you know, needing more jigs because they sell them. So we just know, I tell my dad all the time. I'm like, Dad, you invented this great product. It's just nobody knows about it. So just really trying to get the word out and spread more awareness and hopefully get into a lot more bait stores.
Did you have to get a patent for this? Are you concerned about someone copying you?
Yes, I did get a patent. I have a design patent on it. We did not get we looked into a functional patent, but we couldn't get that because, of course, stand-up jigs have been around for a while, and even, I think, 30, 40 years ago, there was some bell-shaped stand-up jigs that we couldn't get a functional patent for. But we do have a design patent on it. You can't build anything that looks similar to it.
You know, we have in the next studio is Mark Fisher. He's doing the next show at 7 o'clock called Real Talk Outdoors. He's a Hall of Fame fisherman, and we got to get him some boob jigs. I'll tell you, if you get him on your side, you'll be selling a lot of boob jigs.
That's, Brandon, has he seen them?
He has not seen
them.
Show
him your boobs, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't do it justice.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you.
Well,
okay,
we'll send you guys some.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this, and I'll see. Where can people find them? How do they contact you? Give us a website and all that kind of good stuff.
So you guys, so anybody could go to boopjigs.com, and that would be our main website. For social media stuff, our Instagram is @boopjigs_fishing. And then our Facebook page is F2 Tackle.
All right. You guys have all sizes? I mean, are these all like walleye and northern lures jigs, or do you have really small ones for panfish as well?
We do have panfish ones.
You got some AA cups?
We do.
All right. I'm in. I'm in, buddy. I'm in. Congratulations. I'll tell you what, this excited. We're going to push you guys, and I'm going to try it. You sent us a couple of packages, and we're going to try it. We go to Devil's Lake all the time. We have an opportunity to fish with some of our sponsors, and I can't wait to try it next year because I never have, but we're going to. And I'll tell you what, we're going to give a report, so I'm excited about it, and we're going to try to help you guys out as much as we can, and Hope Chest, because it's a serious problem, and we're fortunate we can help. Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, too, if you guys ever need any help, you know, reach out. If you need any advice getting into some stores and stuff, it's kind of what do I do for a living, so I can always help you out, too. So I don't mind giving advice.
Oh, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate that.
All right. What goes around comes around. You support us, and we'll support you. All right, you guys?
Right on.
Take care. You guys have a great night, all right? Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoors.
Yeah, guys.
You bet.
And one last thing.
Yes, sir.
For anybody listening, if you do want to donate directly to Hope Chest, you can go to hopechest.com, and that's their website.
Love to push it for you. You take care of yourselves, and thanks for what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right. Sam, who do we have coming up?
Kay Michalek. Like I said, one of the world's greatest female shooters. Her dad started one of the first custom gun companies called Clark's Custom Guns, and she's been shooting her whole life, and her husband's probably the world's most decorated male shooter. And then now they have one of their daughters, Lena, is... She's 25. She already has like 8 or 9 world champions.
Wow. It's a good thing that her partner, their partner is not Custanimi, whatever his name is, because Mark would never get those names out.
Yeah, exactly.
Would
say that. Exactly.
Be right back with the 4 Outdoorsmen.
Tis the season of camping, boating, and fishing, and you don't want to be left out because your trailer's broken. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove can fix it and get you back to the outdoors. Crystal Welding offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all of your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to small.
Looking for a great way to escape with the family? There's plenty of time this year to get out on the water. Mark here with the 4 Outdoorsmen. Power Lodge has pontoons in stock for every boating passion, now with immediate delivery. Now's the time to benefit with huge discounts on Ranger, Low, and Godfrey pontoons. Low APR financing makes now the best time to buy. Power Lodge is right down the street from our studio on Highway 10 in Ramsey, Minnesota. Go visit my friends at Power Lodge. Call 763-576-1706 or shop 24/7 at powerlodge.com.
Get a $35 certificate to Aurelio's Pizza in Ramsey for only $19. Limited quantities are available, so head on over to dealsonradio.com.
Deals on Radio. Deals on Radio.
For months, we've all done our best to stay safe. But to remain safe in the long run, it's up to us all to take actions that don't just slow the spread of COVID, but collectively overcome it. That means getting a test if you have any symptoms, answering the phone if your health department calls, wearing a mask in public spaces. We all want to regain what we love in life. To get there, we all need to go forward and do our part. Sponsored by Minnesota Department of Health, aired in cooperation with the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jeff Jones here from your No Repeat Workday, and I fell in love with MyPillows the first night that I slept on a MyPillow. And I've been using them for over 5 years at this point. But I'll tell you what, honestly, it wasn't until I got myself a MyPillow mattress topper that I truly found out how incredible MyPillow really is. So we got our first MyPillow mattress topper while my wife was pregnant, and this was the deciding factor in her actually getting a good night's sleep. They've got a layer of MyPillow foam for support, plus a transitional foam to help relieve pressure points, plus ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover. Plus, it comes with a 10-year warranty, a cover that's washable and dryable, and it's made in the USA, backed by the 60-day money-back guarantee. So I'm going to do your back a huge favor. Right now, 30% off when you use the promo code BOB or call 800-606-7812. Plus, Mike Lindell is going to give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. Again, use that promo code BOB at MyPillow.com or call 800-606-7812. It's that easy to get your best night's sleep. Total Country Bob FM.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Got to say hi to my gorgeous wife, Diana. You know what? We've been doing this for 7 years. Let's say I've done 45 shows a year for 7 years, taking a couple of weeks off, and that's probably conservatively 45 times. That's about 315. So my wife has listened literally to 300 of these shows. Isn't it? That's really cool.
What about those other 15?
She never tells me what she's. I don't know what she was doing those 15 nights, but she wasn't at home. I can tell you that.
Give a shout out to your neighbors.
Well, no, Corey and Caroline. I just checked my text, and they said, "Hey, you better have a good show tonight because a lot of your friends and neighbors in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, will be listening tonight. And whoever they are listening, thank you very much." But Corey and Carol. I didn't watch the Vikings game, so I have no idea what happened, but there was a thumbs out, go Pack, go from Carol and Corey, so I'm guessing the Packers kicked the crap out of the Vikings. Am I right?
They did.
Really?
Yep.
What happened?
Just great offense. It was a high-scoring game.
Yeah,
I was at a Packer-Vikings party, and I'm the only Packer fan, so I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, but the Twins are kicking the crap out of Milwaukee, so it's evening out kind of. But
that's
I think right now, I think football does rain, doesn't it, around here? I think it does.
Not anymore?
Yeah. It's been a little rough.
Yeah. Anyway, Carol and Corey, thanks for listening, and I'll be back at the cabin in a couple of days, so have a cocktail with my wife, and make sure you walk her across the road, will you? Go ahead, Mark.
Well, let's give a shout-out to our sponsors. Without this show, we wouldn't get paid to do this, so we probably wouldn't do it. So thank you to our sponsors, Power Lodge, right down the road, Ramsey, Minnesota. Right now, they have great deals on pontoons, and they deliver them for free. It's a great time to buy a boat. I know you're thinking fall, but you know now is the time to buy because there's some great deals out there on last year's inventory. So go down to Power Lodge, check out the boats. You can also shop online and see all their inventory. So go to powerlodge.com.
Devil's Lake Tourism, our number one sponsor, has been for years and years and years. What a great relationship. And there's a reason why, because it's a great place to go. Well, we have a lot of fun there, and a lot of my friends go there. So Devil's Lake Tourism, you like to fish or hunt, head west, my friend, head west.
And McKay's Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Chrysler up in Waite Park. They just got all the 2021 Rams in. I saw one last week. Travis Benoit, the owner, showed me one. They are beautiful. So before the winter gets, you need a 4x4. Head up to McKay's Dodge in Waite Park and let Travis take care of you.
And I'm working on a brand new sponsor, F2 Tackle and the Boob Jig. And hopefully they'll be joining our team here soon. Because I tell you what, Joe and Paul, we can promote you guys. We do a good job, and we'll help you guys out. I'm just kidding you. But if you want to join us, I might make a phone call. Talk to you soon. Thanks for the sponsors for being part of the Four Outdoorsmen.
Well, lots going on in the outdoors. Before we get to our next guest, it was youth opener weekend, correct?
I believe so, yeah. Got
some pictures in. Yep. Early goose season going strong. A lot of people going out there. I tried to hint your son, Mike.
That's funny.
To let me hunt with him, but he did not take the hint.
Well, he took it from me. Yeah, Mark said he texts my son, Mike. My son, Mike, has 125 acres in Erica, in North Branch, Chisago area. And Mark texts him, "Hey, Mike, you got any geese up there?" And Mike says, "Beep, yep." And Mark says, "Are you going to shoot them?" And he goes, "Yep." And that was the end of the conversation. So Mark told me that. And apparently Mike didn't take the – so Mike and I
was waiting patiently for an invite. It just didn't come. And so I didn't want to play it out. So I just – it's like when, you know, it's 90 degrees out and you walk over to your neighbor with the pool and you're like, sure is hot outside, isn't it?
You got your towel.
Man, it's muggy
Man,
out
it's
here.
Warm out. Yeah.
Wish I had a place to go.
How's anyway, the water?
I opened the door for you because I know you're shy. It's not like you want to call him up. Hey, Mike, can I hunt your property? You know, but he's more than happy to take you out and show you a couple of things. And you can teach him something about the jerky. He's going to make jerky, and you've done it before, right?
My friend Eric, who's been on the show, makes goose pastrami that is really, really good. So I want to get that recipe. Yeah. goose pastrami. He said it's the best goose he's ever had. So I want to get a goose and try that for sure.
Well, call my son Mike, 651-260. Yeah,
like 5555.
Yeah. But it's good for you. Go ahead and maybe I'll sit with you guys as well. I'll videotape. That's what I'll do. I'll videotape.
There you go.
I enjoy that stuff. All right.
For sure, Brandon, you want to call our guests? Oh, she's on the phone. Go ahead and
Sam, bring her in.
Kay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you. How good. About you guys?
We're doing good. Thanks for coming on the Four Outdoorsmen. Everybody, this is Kay Michalek, very decorated professional shooter, now a proud bear hunter out of Minnesota. She's from Louisiana, and we got her first bear, so I appreciate you coming on to talk about it a little bit.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, this is Steve Strusinski. They call me Strew Man, and Mark was telling me all about this story that someone with your experience and your background with firearms has never hunted a bear before. And he told me that you were as excited as a little kid in a candy store when this happened. Like, and I just couldn't understand that because you've been around the world doing your thing. Was this really, really an experience that was on your bucket list?
Absolutely. You know, you're right. I've been all over the world shooting, but not necessarily hunting. And so I've done quite a bit of hunting in Texas, but almost really deer, you know, deer and hogs. That's about it. My schedule has just always been too busy to do more hunting and more different locations. So Sam was nice enough to invite us up, and I have to thank him for all the work he did ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
He spoiled me. He has spoiled me now. Because, of course, I got my bear on the first day, and which I know is probably fairly uncommon. But it was a great hunt, and very different. You know, we don't have many black bears in the South, and I say that. Over in eastern Louisiana, and they were telling me they had a black bear, a pretty good population over there, but I've never seen any of them over on the western side up in the northwest where I am. Hey. So quite an experience.
Kate, Sam was mentioning that you didn't use a rifle, you used some kind of a pistol.
A revolver.
What kind of revolver, yeah. What did you use?
It was a Smith & Wesson 460.
And how did you choose that?
Well, Sam told me that where I would be sitting in the tree stand was only going to be about 50 yards from the bait there. That's a pretty easy rifle shot. So I wanted to make it a little more challenging anyway. So I shot that 460. I think it's got an 3/8 inch barrel. That may be a 10 inch.
Holy buckets.
It's a whopper. And it had a Vortex Venom red dot scope on it. So in the stand I was sitting in, had a nice rest. So everything came together. It was perfect.
Okay, for the listeners, describe the difference between a 460 bullet versus a 9mm.
Oh.
Just the size.
Well, well, 460 caliber, obviously. It's huge. It's the recoil is pretty massive. This is a 5-shot revolver from Smith & Wesson. I was using a 200 grain Hornady bullet on the hunt there. What else can I tell you about it? I'm trying to think how many feet per second that thing is going. 2100? Or anyway, wow. It's basically a handheld 30-06.
That's what he wanted you to answer. See, now you're talking my kind of language, you know. I looked up a lot of videos of Kay's today and yesterday as well when we found out that she was going to be on, and she was talking about something about trigger cycle. Hell, I never heard of trigger cycle when you were doing a video and teaching people about holding and handguns properly. There's 5 steps to a trigger cycle. I had no idea what it is. But now when you talked about it, shoots like a 30-06, I can understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Kay, we had Deb on a few weeks ago, and Kay is involved with the Babes with Bullets and Lace and stuff,
right.
too. And she's kind of Deb's the coordinator, and Kay's the instructor. Can you give us like a brief little, you know, what you do for Babes and Bullets and kind of why you do it, and also Lace with what you're gonna take all these ladies hunting?
Yes, certainly. Well, Babes with Bullets, we had for 15 years. We still have, but we've kind of cut back a little. But for the last 15 years, Deb and I I've basically been going around the country teaching ladies-only handgun classes. I also taught a few three-gun classes mixed in there. We're actually we opened that up to the guys as well. Now we're kind of focusing more on taking the ladies hunting now. So we have the LACE program, which stands for, I'm going to get this wrong, Ladies Adventure Camp Experience. So they come, the ladies that come are brand new to hunting. A lot of them are actually ladies that have gone through some of our firearms training courses. So it kind of just dovetailed in with that. When we quit doing so much of those camps, then the LACE kind of kicked in. So we have some great place to hunt out at the Hawks Double Mountain Ranch out around Abilene. And we just take the ladies on their first hunt, and they can have a choice, or they can take both a hog and a deer, or they can take both. So and it's a really good setup. We want them to have a high success rate. And the guys there are really good about putting them on a hog or a deer one fairly quickly. So it works out very well. The ladies go home happy with a lot of meat.
Hey, Kay, I know that you are, again, like Sam says, the most decorated female competitor ever with shooting, all firearms, right? And rifles, shotguns, and pistols and all of that. But now I understand your daughter is climbing the ladder, and are you competing as much as you used to? And how is your daughter right now as compared to you when you were in your prime? And maybe you are still in your prime.
Well, I'm in my prime for 60. How about that?
There you go. There you go.
I am not competing nearly as much as I used to. Unfortunately, I've got a little injury that I've been playing with for the last couple of years. I can do most of what I want to do, but I can still shoot, but from a competitive standpoint, right now I would not be competitive to the level that I would have to, I think I'd be disappointed in myself if I tried, and I would probably re-injure myself. So I haven't been shooting much competitively or hunting more. My daughter is, she shoots for SIG. She is probably the top three-gun shooter in the ladies category. She's a three-time world action shotgun champion. She also won the IPSC World Rifle Championship a few years ago. So she's definitely making waves. How her skill level compared to mine, everything evolves. And in my prime with a handgun, we would be neck and neck with the handgun. But she has evolved past where I was with the long guns. Especially the shotgun. She's just a monster with that shotgun. She can control that recoil like she weighs 200 pounds, And I watch her and I try to duplicate what she does to control that recoil, but it's just not working for me. But anyway, she's so in that aspect, I think she would be ahead of me when I was in my prime with rifle and shotgun. She's taking it up another step.
What is Deb's last name?
Ferns.
Deb Ferns?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what, we had her on last week or the week before, whatever it was, and I saw some things with your daughter, Lena, as well the last couple of days, and both of those ladies have more piss and vinegar than anyone I've ever met. Boy, they are lightning in a bottle, and your daughter as well. She's the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely she is. I think she was just shooting a match this weekend. I think she was second in the PCC division, which is the pistol caliber carbine. And when I say second, in overall, so men and women.
Wow, good for her.
And I say that, you know what? Now that I say that, I think there were a few more scores that went in. But anyway, she'll be up there in the top five anyway.
Let's get back to the bear hunt, because it's a new experience for you, and you don't have a whole lot of new experiences when it comes to the outdoors. How long did you see that bear before you fired your shot?
She was there for a while, actually. We had been sitting in the stand all morning long, probably 5 hours, and we got down for a little break at lunch, got back in it around 1 o'clock, and so somewhere around 4 o'clock, I think when you sit in a stand for 8 hours, things start getting a little bit not boring, but anyway, monotonous. So I think I was looking around. I really can't tell you what I was thinking about, but my mind had wandered off somewhere. And next time I looked back out at where the barrel was with the bait, that bear was already there. And I was like, oh, you know, and my 460. That's a huge revolver, of course. It was laying across my lap, and I had my electronic earplugs in. But this thing, when you shoot off, touch off that 460, it is monstrously loud.
Wow.
It has a compensator on it. So I had my I also had my earmuffs sitting hanging on the stand. So I took the time to put my earmuffs on. I actually turned the dot on, which just took one punch of a button, and then I brought the gun up. So it was the bear hung around, and by the time I got up, you know, I had having not seen very many bear in the wild, as in this is probably like a third one. I wasn't sure of the size, you know. I didn't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
But, Sam had showed me pictures. So I kind of thought it was a shooter. But while I was watching it, it dropped down on all fours and walked around the back of the tree. And I thought, whoops, I let that thing get away. But luckily, she just circled the tree and came back on the other side. And then she just stood up, put her paws on the side of the barrel and stood up for me and said, shoot me. So I
I've never shot a bear myself. I've never even tried it. But I'm going to sit with Sam here in next week or the week after as well. But I remember specifically the first time I shot a white-tailed deer, and after you shoot, it's when you start shaking like a son of a gun. You know, the first time you do
Yeah.
Was there any kind of experience, any kind of enthusiasm, or like a buck fever when you got this animal?
That came before.
Okay, it did. Okay,
I could do my heart rate definitely. Jumped up considerably, and I've sit in deer stands, you know, many times, and I've kind of like used to be in competition toward the end of my competition shooting, you know, at the beginning when you get up to shoot, your heart is racing and you're all pumped up, and over the years I actually had to start working myself up, you know, to try to get pumped up and get that adrenaline flowing before I shot, and kind of I've run into the same thing with deer hunting now. I don't really feel that big adrenaline rush, but I was thinking, well, I'm kind of over that. I don't get that big adrenaline rush anymore when I'm hunting. I've shot enough animals, but not the case. When I saw that bear, my heart rate immediately kicked into overdrive, and it kind of caught me by surprise, actually.
So, oh, good. Good.
I was taking deep breaths while I was putting my earmuffs on and getting everything ready for the shot. I was definitely doing some deep breaths to try to get my heart rate under control.
You know.
But once I came up on the animal, it seemed to calm down, which I don't know if that's from the competition shooting experience, but the heart, or I don't know if my heart rate settled down, but my mind was so focused on the shot that everything else went away.
Good for you.
And I have to say, it was probably the easiest tracking job I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
That 460 entrance wound was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate, did you feel any pressure as a competition, world-renowned shooter to make a perfect shot?
Well, you know, I'm really into one shot, one kill.
Right.
You know, that is what I go for. It's that is my goal every time. I was a little concerned that I had shot a little high, but it turned out it was the perfect shot. I mean, the perfect shot, as Sam said, it literally dropped in his tracks. I was just concerned about the placement a little bit, but that 460, I guess if you're in the vicinity, it's almost like hand grenades, you know, sometimes close counts.
You guys are all over the place. You're on YouTube, and I think you're on the Outdoor Channel as well. Am I correct?
We did have a show on the Outdoor Channel called Shootout Lane for 5 years.
Yeah, okay. I follow a lot of that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, coronavirus and other things have. I think it's not going to happen this year, but we'll see what happens in the future.
And you still have some YouTube episodes, new stuff called in. It's called Shoot Fast. Am I correct there?
Not necessarily. Yeah, but yeah, Jerry, my husband, and Lena, I do a lot of videos, especially Jerry, on his. I think it's now called Jerry Michalik Pro Shooter on YouTube, and then of course his Facebook and Instagram is just Jerry Michalik. So he's always busy doing videos.
You know, I'll tell you what, you got to check these guys out. The last name is Michulek. Look these guys up, Jerry and Kay, on YouTube. You can find all kinds of things about them, some of the instructions, some of the competitions they've done. Jerry, and I saw this just yesterday, as a matter of fact, he did six shots, reload six shots, in 2.99 seconds.
With a revolver.
Yeah, with a revolver. And it is amazing the things that you guys have done. And he was as cool as a cucumber. And I think he sounded like a funny guy because I read this as well. Someone said, maybe you said it, Jerry loves the smell of tires, and he counts almonds to make sure he didn't get screwed in Almond Joys. He's my kind of man. Loves the smell of tires, and he counts the almonds. Or whatever it is. Yeah,
so that revolver video is awesome. Kay, how many consecutive years did Jerry have the world title for revolver?
21.
Wow.
21.
Jesus.
21, yep. Which is every year he shot it. The first year he didn't shoot the International Revolver Championship. The first year they held it because of he had a hand injury at the time. But after that, he walked it out for the next 21 years.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. And thanks for giving back. Thanks for helping all the young ladies. Once you guys take this next hunt, I remember Deb was talking about that. We got to get you guys on, either you or Deb, and talk about how successful that is, because that's going to be a great experience for those ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's always, and I don't actually even hunt there, sit in the stand with them, and I have just as much fun watching their success as me pulling the trigger myself. Yeah,
there you go.
Well, Kay, we really appreciate you coming on. I loved hanging out with you and Jerry last week or two weeks ago. Your bear meat is done. I'm picking it up tomorrow, and I'll be seeing you in a few weeks at the Babes with Bullets, and I'm bringing it down to you. So I appreciate you coming on here.
You might have to show me how to cook it.
Yeah, we can. Well, my wife can. She made that bear roast. It's fantastic. We'll get some recipes for you. But we're going to let you go. Right. Again, I really appreciate you coming on. It means a lot to us, and you have a good week, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Take care, Kay. Thanks again. Fun.
All right.
Isn't that fun? You bet.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. If you have not seen Jerry and Kay and Lena shoot, it's insane. So what Drew was talking about, he took a six-shot revolver, shot all six rounds, dumped those rounds, had a speed reloader with six more shots, brought it back up, and it was under like two point some seconds.
2.99, yep. And he was just, I just got to go, are you boys ready? He says, you want to videotape this one? Boom. 3 seconds. You can't even check it out. But it's amazing what these guys
do. I loved their show on Outdoors Channel. I'd watch it every Wednesday night. It was like shooting night or whatever on Outdoors Channel. I'd watch it every single time. It's just so fascinating.
Yeah. It's insane how the different of caliber of that they are. Like, I had an hour and 20-minute drive each way, and I was just picking their brain, talking with them, and I was like, what's the difference between you and I? Like, I know obviously you train and stuff, but he's just done it so much. Like, he thinks of like the different time, like how can I, I'm thinking of like, how can I shoot the five targets fastest? And he's thinking about how can he eliminate the time in between targets? Like, oh, that's my problem. Like, they had really quick, Brandon said we had 1 minute. There's a show called Superhumans where they come and they went down to his place in Louisiana and put computers all over him, all over his gun, on like these goggles, these everything. And he had to shoot five steel targets, two shots on each target. And the first target, so he shot twice, and they said after he shot the second shot on the first target, before that bullet was halfway there, his eye was already on the second target.
It's amazing. It's a lot of fun.
That's world championship difference. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that? But I mean, I was asking him, like, Jerry, how many guns do you have? And he'd just be like,
seriously, whether you're a shooter or a competitive person or not, and I don't do that kind of stuff, it is so interesting. Look him up. It's Jerry and K, MICULEK, and just do YouTube and we'll go from there, all right?
Stick around, everybody, for the premiere of the show, the next show on.
Take Outdoors, right? Yeah. Real Take Outdoors.
Real Talk, yeah.
In the meantime, thanks for listening to The 4 Outdoors, everybody. We'll see you next week. Marky Boy, take it away.
Get outside and make some memories.
Okay, cool.